A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet. Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. There is a trust-building activity often used in teen or young adult retreats called a trust lean. In a pair, one is the faller and the other is the catcher. The debriefing afterwards is about what helped you feel more trusting so you could relax, let go, and fall forwards or backwards into the arms of the catcher. And what made you feel less trusting, unable or hesitant to let go and fall into the catcher's arms? I suggest today's passage is such a scene, one that is taking place simultaneously in first century Capernaum and our 21st century hearing. Can you recall when you have been your own worst enemy? When you know in your head what is true, what is good, profoundly good, and right? And knowing it, head knowing, you choose something that feels better anyway. Or you do not actively choose it, you delay, procrastinate enough so that it, the good, can quietly fade away. We easily rationalize what we ultimately choose. This man with the unclean demon who is at the synagogue, isn't he so like us? We too go to our churches, our worship services, acknowledging we are sinners. We go knowing we are in an ongoing state of conversion. We come with our own demons. They too speak out loud, maybe mostly in our heads. Charlottesville. I know white supremacy is wrong. It's not of God. But seriously, is absolutely everything about racism? After all, slavery is over. We've come so far. White privilege, please. DACA. Yes, welcoming the stranger is a gospel mandate. But isn't it clear? Deferred action is action that you already knew was going to happen. Illegal is illegal. We can't open our country to everyone. Jesus' rebuke is to allow this man, made in God's own image and likeness, to stop, to breathe, to pause. Jesus' "be quiet, come out of him" can be heard in 2017 as "stop reacting. Breathe. integrate more of our own whole self with the gospel, with more than 2,000 years of the lived Christian tradition and faith. What is our response, not our reaction? What is your response, Jesus says today? Our world of 2017 is bruised enough from the effects of the demons of deception, attack, power over, and blaming and shaming. Perhaps today, Jesus is saying it is time for us to be quiet long enough to see the humanity of each other, an authentic humanity we can trust. This is the humanity we experience in Jesus, and this allows us to build trustworthiness with one another in such a concrete way we can let go of the defended beliefs and lean enough that we allow truth to catch us.